and welcome to our first edition of the Vibe Check podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cruz, and today we will be discussing music and how it affects our lives and society that we live in.
The question on my mind today is, what music am I listening to? We never really get the time to sit back and reflect on what we do in our daily lives. An article I read from Healthline had said, new research shows that even sad music can lift your mood, while other studies suggest music can boost happiness and reduce anxiety. I completely agree with this in my own experience. Because music to me is very therapeutic and uplifting if used in the right situations. I'm currently listening to bands Bonelang, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me, and For the Likes of You. Bonelang is a Chicago-based band that's mainly spoken word and electronic music.
I Don't Know How, But They Found Me is an indie pop group.
And For the Likes of You is a metal band that is based in Wisconsin. Two things I find especially encapsulating in music are the lyrics and how the music makes the listener feel. And I think these bands capture that perfectly. Music not only is a feeling, but it also can be a cultural movement. For example, according to the Culture of Resistance Network, whether by protesting against oppression and violence, criticizing political affairs through satire, or helping to negotiate loss, music is unique in its potential for social transformation. Whether cathartic, communicative, subversive, or all three at once, it carries their own strategies of resistance. Music not only means of expression that sublimates the experience of daily life, but a critical form of dialogue by which citizens participate in public life. The act of performing itself affirms the right to construct a cultural space in opposition to conditions of cultural hegemony and political and military oppression. Some music, such as rock music, is often seen as rebellious. But in the case of countries who are being politically repressed, this can be seen as a good thing, backing organizations and other groups to fight their aggressors. Personally, I use music as a form of release. When I'm angry, frustrated, and especially with finals around the corner, I really just need a release from all of the stress. So this song is the song that I listen to the most. This song is called Discretion. It is by the aforementioned band For the Likes of You. Here's a clip.
A broken home can't stand with hope alone. A broken home can't stand with hope alone. A broken home can't stand with.
Wow, I feel refreshed already. But music is not just sound. It's also meaning. The meaning is carried within the lyrics for the most part. I mean, sure, you do have some songs like the soundtrack to Sweeney Todd, which refers to the Dies Irae, which is the song of death, which is played throughout most of the soundtrack. But to keep on track, lyric analysis. Today we will be looking at the song Social Climb by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Here's a clip. In case the lyrics weren't clear enough, I will read them. Come break some hearts now, tear them out. Filing for amusements with the crowd. Oh, but be advised, participation is required. Doing things not typically allowed. Feels like we're having a good time. It's true. A wonderfully good time. Now, the title of the song is called Social Climb, which refers to a group of people who use the association of fame with other people to gain fame themselves. The writer of the song came out and said that this song was a reflection of Hollywood's social scene. The lyrics, come break some hearts now, tear them out, filing for amusements with the crowd, meaning
hey, let's go break somebody's heart and let's laugh about it with other people. But be advised, participation is required, doing things not typically allowed, saying that we can do anything, let's be here and let's do what we want to do. Feels like we're having a good time. It's true, a wonderfully good time. I feel like if you were actually having a good time, you would not have to ask yourself if you're having a good time or not. Or saying something like, yes, it's true, a wonderfully good time, trying to maybe convince yourself. Music lyrics are often used to convey certain situations that are happening either politically, socially, or just maybe in the singer-songwriter's life. This is a very good reflection of that, seeing as he talks about the Hollywood scene. Uh-oh, hear that? Sounds like the interview alarm. Today, we will have an exclusive with my uncle, John Espinoza, who is the most musically talented person that I know.
I'm here with my uncle today. We will be talking about his work in the music industry. He has been in the industry since 2001. Please tell us what you do and why you do it.
Starting in about 2000, we started writing poems and reciting it and then trying to get beats to like make rhymes, and we were pretty young, making raps. It was awesome. Your grandfather, my father, invested about $10,000 in us and gave us a studio. And since then, we've been recording songs, trying to produce albums.
When the album finally came out and you got to listen to everything come to fruition, how did that make you feel?
Oh, that was a great feeling. The only thing is that there's always a few songs that were filler songs.
Music in general, how does that make you feel?
Music in general makes me feel amazing. I mean, since a young age, I worked at a record store. Our payment in the beginning was, instead of money, it was, you know, mixtapes or an album or whatever I wanted to hear. So that was the best thing ever, because I got to hear all different tastes of music, a bunch of different genres, and I think all that plays into what I do today and produce today for what I try to do for enjoyment.
Music lyrics. How much does that contribute to the song in general?
I think the music itself is the tone of the song, and the lyrics is the destination.
Thank you so much, Uncle Jay. I look forward to hearing more about your musical endeavors. But I think that's all the time we have right now. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope everybody has a safe winter. And, well, we'll see you maybe next time.